A number of years ago, Janet Clements faced a serious physical trouble. As you'll hear, what she came to discern and believe about her true nature, what God was telling her about how He created her, was a key to her healing. Here she is to tell what happened.
A number of years ago, two tiny growths appeared on my leg. They seemed harmless at the time, but then a third appeared, and that woke me up. I had prayed about other physical problems, and I had seen so many proofs in my life and in the lives of the members of my family of the power of God to heal. So it was very natural for me to turn to God in this situation. But there was no healing in the growth. And I prayed a lot through many years about this situation, but there just didn't seem to be any progress. More growths were continuing to appear. And finally, my whole leg was covered with these growths. There was evidence of the wasting away of the leg, and other symptoms were frightening to me. At that time, I had two small children and wondered if I would really be able to care for them. I was overwhelmed with discouragement, but I didn't want to give up. In spite of the discouragement, there was a ray of hope in my thoughts. I had remembered as a young child going to church with my mother and hearing testimonies of healing of all sorts of problems, and I'd heard probably hundreds of them. And because of these proofs of the power of God to heal, I had an absolute conviction that I could be healed as well. God's impartial love of all His children would not leave anyone outside of His law of harmony and health. I remember the moment of utter surrender to God. I actually dropped down to my knees and with all my heart humbly asked God to show me the way to experience healing. Well, the answer came to call a particular practitioner, someone I didn't know. A Christian Science practitioner is someone who heals others through prayer. When I spoke to her on the phone, her compassion and grace were so evident. And as we prayed together, there were two main points that came to my thought. And the first was, and this was really the keystone of the healing, that I was at the point of being perfect right now, because that's the way God made me. Perfectly free, normal, flawless, as a child of God. For so many years, I've been trying to be free from this. Now I saw the presence of my perfection, that from a spiritual perspective, I didn't need to strive for perfection. In God's sight, I was perfect, and had always been so. So I saw, really, that my perfection was determined not by me, or really how hard I prayed, but by God. And I imaged forth that perfection. In a mirror, the reflection reflects the original. Unless it's in the original, it can't be in the reflection. So I could see that no growth could be added to me as a reflection of God, since there were none in Him. And the second idea that was so helpful was a statement from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. And she writes, "What we most need is the prayer of fervent desire or growth in grace, expressed in patience, meekness, love, and good deeds." I saw then that my primary desire must be to grow in grace, not just have a physical healing. So I began living this prayer of grace, expressing more patience, more meekness, more love with whomever I was with. My children, the neighbors, friends, people in the stores. You could say I was experiencing a spiritual growth. And I could see a glimpse that all that could be really represented in me as the child of God was this true sense of growth, growing and expressing divine love to everyone. What was enabling me to express these qualities? I saw that it was God's saving Christ, that divine influence that comes to our consciousness and wakes us up to the presence of our perfection and takes us by the hand, really, and leads us through grace to conform our thoughts and actions to this truth. So I continued in praying and expressing these qualities of grace. Finally, I feel that my true nature just appeared in my thought and in my life. A true growing and expressing love dissolved in thought that false sense of growth. And I woke up one morning and found that the growths were smaller. And then the complete healing came right along. All the growths just disappeared without a mark. The pain left and the leg was wholly restored to normalcy. And I've remained free ever since. We can find and feel the tender presence of the grace of God enveloping and strengthening us and lifting us on the wings of the healing Christ that sets us free.
That was Janet Clements, a Christian Science practitioner from Boston, Massachusetts.